is alive today, tomorrow, and forevermore. He is our resurrection and our life. And because we believe in him, we will not die, but share life with him. We come today to rejoice and reflect. We come to celebrate the glorious dawn of Easter morning, yet also remember the long night of suffering that came before. We come to worship our risen Savior, for he in Christ alone is our life, our strength, our hope of life everlasting.
Christ alone is the light of our salvation.
In his coming, he realized the promise of the ancient prophet. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Arise, shine, your light has come. In the time Jesus lived among us, bodies and hearts were healed, spirits were filled, lives made whole. Yet Jesus knew that the fulfillment of the Father's redemptive plan was near. As he made his way toward Jerusalem, Jesus spoke to his followers with a new urgency. You are going to have the light just a little while longer, he told them. Put your trust in the light while you have it. Then Jesus entered the gates of Jerusalem for the final time. The hosannas quickly faded and the palm branches lay discarded in the streets. As Jesus moved closer to the hour of death, he had long predicted what's at hand. During his last evening before the crucifixion, Jesus shared a final meal with his grieving disciples. Don't let your hearts be troubled, he told them. Trust in God, trust also in me. As my Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one but this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
He broke the
Oh.
that your Son may glorify you. Then they left the upper room, and the long night began. Under the cloak of darkness, one friend would betray his master, another would deny him. A secret midnight trial gave way to another at dawn. An angry mob called for his death, and Jesus began the agonizing walk to the scene of his execution. The road ended at Golgotha, the place of the skull, where Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross and crucified. The day turned to night, and a centurion gazing at the cross against the black sky cried out, "Surely this man is the Son of God."
His song is just an emblem of our morality. It's a symbol that's been used so frequently.
Obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? the ocean, you can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life. I'm forgiven because you are forgiven.
Hallelujah.